Rwanda tells Bybit its franc is off limits for crypto trading. The National Bank of Rwanda issued a public warning on April 6, declaring that peer-to-peer crypto trading involving the Rwandan franc is illegal, 2 days after Bybit launched RWF support on its P2P platform. Crypto assets are not authorized for payments, FRW conversion, or P2P trading involving FRW under the current framework. The central bank posted on X. It added that the franc remains the only legal tender in Rwanda and that licensed financial institutions are prohibited from converting FRW into crypto assets or vice versa. The statement urged Rwandan citizens to avoid crypto entirely, citing serious financial risks and no recourse in case of loss. Bybit moved first, the central bank moved faster. Bybit announced RWF support on its P2P marketplace on Friday, April 4th. The feature lets users buy and sell crypto directly using Rwandan francs through peer-to-peer listings, bypassing traditional banking rails. The National Bank of Rwanda responded within 48 hours. That speed matters. Central banks in smaller markets often take weeks or months to respond to exchange expansions. Rwanda's reaction was measured but immediate, signaling that the NBR monitors offshore exchange activity closely. This is not the first time Bybit has run into regulatory friction. Malaysia's Securities Commission ordered Bybit to disable its website and apps in late 2024. The Philippine SEC included Bybit in a 10-exchange ban with ISP blocking in 2025. Thailand and Japan have also restricted the exchange's operations. The pattern is consistent. Bybit expands aggressively into new currency pairs, and regulators in those jurisdictions push back. Rwanda has restricted crypto since 2018. Rwanda's current crypto stance dates back to 2018, when the central bank first warned citizens against using digital assets. Unlike some African peers that have oscillated between crackdowns and partial legalization, Rwanda has maintained a steady, restrictive posture. But the regulatory picture is shifting. In March 2026, Rwanda's Capital Market Authority released draft legislation to regulate virtual asset service providers. The proposed bill would formalize several prohibitions. Crypto cannot be used as legal tender. Crypto mining would be banned. Mixer services would be prohibited. FRW-pegged stablecoins would not be allowed. The same bill, however, would create a licensing framework for crypto service providers, promoting what the Capital Market Authority calls responsible innovation. This dual approach, ban the risky activities while licensing the rest, mirrors frameworks emerging across Africa. Rwanda is also developing the e-franc Rwandais, a central bank digital currency currently in the proof-of-concept stage. If it progresses to a pilot phase, the CBDC could become the state-sanctioned alternative to the P2P crypto trading that Bybit just tried to enable. Africa's regulatory patchwork keeps growing. Rwanda's response fits into a broader pattern across the continent. Nigeria banned bank-to-crypto transfers in 2021, reversed course in 2023, and now licenses exchanges under the SEC. South Africa brought crypto under its financial services regulator in late 2024. Kenya still operates in a gray zone. The common thread: African regulators are not anti-crypto by default, but they are deeply protective of local currency sovereignty. P2P platforms that enable direct fiat to crypto conversion without local licenses hit a nerve because they effectively create a parallel foreign exchange market outside central bank oversight. Chainalysis data shows Rwanda ranks low in crypto adoption compared to continental leaders like Nigeria and South Africa. But low adoption does not mean low regulatory vigilance. Rwanda's quick response to Bybit suggests the NBR views even small-scale P2P franc trading as a threat to monetary control. What this means for crypto users in Rwanda. For Rwandan crypto users, the practical situation has not changed. The franc was already off limits for direct crypto conversion before Bybit's announcement. The NBR warning simply reaffirms existing policy. The open question is whether Bybit will comply. The exchange has no physical presence in Rwanda and operates its P2P marketplace globally. Enforcing a ban on offshore P2P trading is notoriously difficult, especially when users can access the platform through VPNs. but Bybit could face pressure to remove RWF as a supported currency, similar to how it pulled back from Malaysia and the Philippines after regulatory action. For crypto card users specifically, Rwanda remains a limited market. Most card issuers with global reach support global region tags, meaning Rwandan users can technically sign up, but the lack of local fiat on-ramps makes funding those cards difficult. The NBR's stance ensures that difficulty persists,